This is exactly right.
On the 12th season of Tenfold More Wicked, we investigate a series of compelling mysteries from the city of Fall River, Massachusetts, where problems started generations before Lizzie Borden's murders made her a household name. Join me as we cover the misfortunes that have befallen this infamous town for more than 150 years, including the Great Fire of 1843. Season 12 is out now on Exactly Right. New episodes on Mondays. Follow Tenfold More Wicked on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming to you live from the Lady to Lady Glam Cave, it's our Beef of the Week. Beef, 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 beef,
beef, beef, beef, beef,
of the week,
week, week, week,
beef
of the week.
Beef of the week.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Beef of the Week.
Beep, beep, beep.
Beef of the week.
Ooh shit, who's got a beef this week?
I do, you guys.
Okay. Beef it up, Tess.
Here's my beef.
Okay.
Fucking weed products. Okay, I understand a certain degree of child safety, but there's a difference between child safety and you need to literally have seven different hands to open this product. Like, it is obscene. Okay, how hard is it to open a bottle of whiskey? Not very hard. If you have an opposable thumb, you can do it. Yet, no problem. Cannabis products, first of all, let's get into the environmental issues at hand here. They all come wrapped in 18 different layers of plastic, a plastic sheath.
I haven't bought like a new thing. Just what is it? Is it like those CD, those things?
God.
Like those plastic things you have to cut with scissors, basically?
There's that. This particular, so the scene of this particular crime is a box of joints. They're all different and they're all difficult. And they all come with some graph that shows like four different hands and five different arrows. Like it makes no, it's like putting IKEA furniture together, but like in a different language. It makes no sense. Mm-hmm. And so it was like a box of joints that you have to squeeze it at this from either side of it at the same time that you're lifting the lid up. And it's like, it's like a Rubik. You can't do it. If you have a human hand, you can't. I don't know. Unless you have like superhuman strength, you have to be squeezing it with one hand so hard. And then you're like, should I squeeze with the left, push with the right, squeeze with the left?
Which one's your strong hand?
So damn. I really, really, Sean had these joints and I desperately wanted to smoke. And like the more I was trying, the less success I was having, the more frustrated I was getting. I was like a bear at a campsite. I was like throwing these things on the ground.
Yeah.
I was like leaning them against the table.
This is feeling very bear canister adjacent for sure. Which I will say, when I got my bear canister, it's really hard to open.
Yes.
It's like the strength required. Yeah.
Yes, I would say Brandy is a bear and she understands it's hard to get into canisters.
Difficult.
No, Brandy, that is a perfect metaphor. It's very similar to a bear thing. And I remember when I took my bear canister out of the box, I was so happy that there was a note that said, not a bear. Here's how you open this canister.
Yeah, exactly. It's just nice to be reminded that you're not a bear.
We have reading over them,
yes,
at least.
Yes.
For now.
Yeah, we'll see. This box of joints, even if you were not a bear, you could not open this box of joints. And I tried for a good 20 minutes and I ended up straight up injuring my wrist. And I had to give up.
I was so sore.
Yes, I like pulled a muscle in my wrist.
Damn,
it's affecting my work. Yes.
Man, well, that's crazy too, because it's like, you know, you're a healthy person, but like some people do smoke weed like for taking care of pain and like for medical conditions as well.
Yes.
You know, so it's like that makes it even more impossible to get into
it. A lot of people do. Yeah, you shouldn't have the extra hurdle of.
No.
It feels like it should have a catchba on it. Can we just like make like a lit, like a, I could just press these three buttons and then that's my catchba.
I will say captcha if you're high, probably also not a great, if you're already high. Oh.
If you're already high, but my God, I would take that over the current situation, or just ask a question like, can you stomach the radio show Fresh Air?
Yes.
You're not a kid, not a child. Okay, you can open.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that, those are the kind of kid protections we actually need to be putting on these things.
Exactly.
Yeah, how many senators can you name? Actually, that would be bad for me, so maybe
that would be hard.
That one.
It should be hard for a lot of pot smokers.
It should just have like existential questions on it. Just like, what is sand? And then like, if you like can just get past that quandary, then you get whatever's inside.
Wait, that's not existential, is it?
I mean, I don't know. What is sand? You tell me, man.
That is true.
How many
I guess
days
it could
a
be.
Week do you feel dead inside?
Yeah.
If it's less than one, you're not a kid. You are a kid.
Yeah, that is odd because, yeah, alcohol has no, there's nothing stopping little hands from opening those things.
Well, I guess that's because, like, I guess weed doesn't have the lobby that big alcohol does quite yet, I'm guessing.
Probably,
and
yeah.
To be able to push against that kind of stuff. Because big alcohol is still going to want weed to be harder to get into.
Right.
You know, the battles.
Yeah, alcohol really has it made. Like, they don't have to list calories or ingredients. That's wild.
How is that possible?
That is wild.
They don't have to list nutritional information. I don't fucking understand that. It's like the only thing in the actual grocery store that doesn't have nutritional information associated with it.
Yeah, and I mean, I just feel like we're having to be very, like, word of mouth in terms of what alcohols are even good for you. Like, you're always just being told by some girl named Shelby that it's time to start switching to vodka.
Never trust a Shelby.
I've actually been drinking non-alcoholic beers, which I never thought would happen in my life, but it's it lists the calories. I was like, this is so funny that this is the only thing that lists it because it's not actual booze. I mean, the only other thing that lists them is like White Claw because they know people are trying to drink those for like low calorie drinks.
Yeah.
But they only do it because they choose to.
Yeah. It's the selling point for them. Yeah.
But yeah, like alcohol, they've really got it.
I knew that. That's crazy. So they don't say like how much sugar is and all that stuff?
No, there's no nutritional information on booze.
Man.
Yeah.
Hey, if you work for a booze company and you want to leak some of that information, Edward Snowden style, get it out there in these streets.
Let's see. Why is alcohol exempt? The short answer is that mainly as a legacy of prohibition, alcohol beverages aren't regulated by the FDA. Because they're regulated by, because they're regulated by Alcohol and Tobacco Tax and Trade Bureau, they don't have to. But it's like cigarettes have to list... I guess booze does have to list that you shouldn't drink it if you're like pregnant, but it doesn't have to list nutrition.
Like what's in it and stuff. Yeah.
Wow.
Man.
Wow.
Yeah. Does weed have nutrition information? Is it just like
edibles? I think if it's an edible, it does.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, if big marijuana is out here listening in these streets, we think that make this stuff a little bit easier to get into.
Thank you. I mean, I just feel like if I'm trying to open a box of joints, I'm trying to kick back. It's already been a long day.
Yeah.
I
think it's going to be a thing where next time you buy them or Sean buys them. Well, you guys may be getting them dropped off now, but it's at that thing where it's like, do you want me to open the Mexican Coke for you?
Yes.
They need to just be opening it for you at the front.
Like, that would actually be very luxurious if your bud tender was like, madame. And then they pour out a little weed and then you take a puff. Yeah, it's good. It's good. Thank you.
It was like the last time I bought a vibrator at the Pleasure Chest and they were like,
oh, they popped it open for you?
Yeah, they open it. They open it and then they're like, ooh, let's make sure it works. They put in batteries. It's a little weird. I'm not sure.
I know. Haven't we all been there? And it is absolutely humiliating. You're like, yep, that is what I'm going to be shoving in me later.
Yeah,
yep.
That's going to work for me later. Thanks for...
Well, it's just odd that, like, I honestly feel like we're about to have a very intimate relationship. I don't know if I just want a stranger touching you for, like... That's the first, that's its first birth into the world. Come on.
Yeah. When's the last time this person washed their hands, please? This is going inside my shit.
It's like, I feel fine returning this if the batteries don't work. Okay. I don't need you to
test
this.
Well, they won't let you return it. That's why they do it.
Oh, that's.
Which.
Damn. They could have a whole racket going there that they're not.
It is crazy how like unconscionable it is to think about like used sex toys, and yet but the grace of God have we all been with like used sex organs.
Yeah exactly.
I wonder if sex toys will ever make it to like a Target, you know, because you can get like a neck massager
there. Yeah, the back massagers and stuff are like, you know, yeah, those are
and
available.
I think you can maybe in the condom area get some kind of like vibrating ring. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, that sounds about right.
That's as far as it goes. I wonder if there'll ever be a portion next to the condoms that's like also.
Hmm.
That would be so convenient. And maybe it could be like Chrissy Teigen could do a line. Martha Stewart.
His and hers line.
I'd love to see Martha Stewart, Snoop Dogg collaboration on some vibrators.
I get the feeling that the vibrator Martha Stewart uses would not be small enough to fit into a Target. I'm just
from that satisfied look on her face that she has all the time.
Martha Stewart, size queen.
I'm just imagining. No, not even that. I mean, like vibra, like Hitachi, like the the outside, like a bat sized. Just for some reason, she's got to have like megawatts that are gonna blow your fuse.
Oh, 100%.
I'm sorry, Martha, if you're listening, if that's not correct, please.
She's like, no, it's a good thing.
Well, man, Tess, I'm sorry. I hope you get in there. Wait, did you totally give up? You didn't get into him?
I gave, you guys know how stubborn I am and how much I love weed. I gave up. That is how hard. They're still in my junk drawer, unsmoked.
Wait, can we see them, actually? I want to see them.
Yes. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to need to see what this looks like.
Because, I haven't. Oh, my gosh. The last thing, like, I've been living off of like a vape someone gave me a year ago for a comedy show or something. So I haven't like bought anything from a place in quite a while. I'm very interested. Because are you picturing those things where it's like basically like a package of scissors that you need scissors to open?
Yes, exactly. It's just like hard clamshell. Plastic that's hard to get it. Yeah. Where it's like kind of like fused and has like an edge to it.
Okay.
What is
there's the offending packet.
Oh, okay.
So what you've got to do, I can't even, but you squeeze this here. And then you have to lift up here. But you can't squeeze this hard enough.
Whoa, this is like a whole other thing.
Wow, right? That's made for like a big, like, man's hand to let the, like...
Yeah, like Paul Bunyan needs to, like, get in on this.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like a very gendered container of joints.
Like, I just don't have the musculature to, like, squeeze it properly.
I mean, I think what I would do is I would get, like, a flathead screwdriver and see if you can pop that.
I tried that. I think I made it worse. Yeah, I don't know if you can see, but there are little like niches where I tried. I mean, literally, I was like stepping on it with my foot. Like at a certain point, I was like putting my hip against the table and trying to get it that way.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. How is it hard for Sean to open it?
Well.
Oh boy. I can't wait for this.
Basically, the reason I was opening them is we had just gotten into a little tiff because I asked him to hang up our cherry stained glass, but he did it in a way that like he partially used some duct tape and I got pissed about it. And so then he got into this whole thing about helping me with things and he was like, do you want some help? And I was like, no, I don't want you to help me with any more things. And then haven't asked him about it since.
Fair.
Sorry, guys. I'm a little distracted. I've like barely done any auditions over this whole thing, but I did just get a request for the role of Fishmonger One.
Ooh. Ooh, Barbara, can we hear a little bit? Can we hear a little bit of Fishmonger?
I don't think it has any lines as far as I can tell. All I can tell is that you're supposed to dress as a fishmonger. So we obviously all know what that means. Should be
lots of supermongery.
Yeah,
like a cape and some like nets.
I just dress like a fish. I'm like, this is what you meant, right?
Yeah. I dress like a sexy fish. I have
like a Little Mermaid tail thing I could wear. Big things going down, y'all.
I like it. I mean, basically, I think you can take that to mean that they want you to be a mermaid.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Show up in a full aerial costume is what I'd like to see you turn in the audition wearing.
I'm in. Sure.
Yeah. Well, guys, you heard it here first. Barbara's going to be a fishmonger.
Lots of exciting things going on.
Yeah. Just... And then, you know, Tess won't be able to celebrate properly because everything is sealed. But maybe by the time Barbara shoots, will be able to get into this box of joints.
Obviously, this role will will propel me into such a level where I can personally take it up with the people who make these containers.
That would be wonderful, Bab. If you could please talk to Pacific Stone for me once you once you reach fishmonger fame.
All right. It's a deal.
Well, we'll make it happen.
Thanks for supporting Lady to Lady. We love you so much. For if you're hearing this, that means you support the show. So that's very kind of you. So thanks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let us know if you, this is a beef you also share or other beefs that you have. Feel free to email us or call us and we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.